Yeah, good morning, everyone. Welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Good morning, wherever you're listening to us through on the SEN network, 1170 AM here in Sydney, 801 AM Central Coast, 1575 AM the Illawarra, 90.3 FM Griffith, 1323 AM Canberra, anywhere in the world on the SEN app. Hello all to those listening belatedly via the podcast. Don't forget, you can tune in live, you can listen via the podcast. Just search Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy on your favourite podcast platform and click subscribe so you never miss a thing. And I'm back after a day off yesterday, an RDO after a grand final win. And Vossie's gone to get some breakfast and just runs into the studio right now. Andrew, yes. Good morning. Now, 5 minutes before 6 o'clock, man. You said, I'm just going to run this order across the road. And I thought, there's no way you're getting back for the opener. No
well,
way.
I've just been but a team player. See, folks, I'm a team man. And today's a very special day. I mean, Lieutenant Dan's here.
We're all together.
Big Bad Ben, James, yourself, no Charlie Goodsir. That's what we're celebrating. And I just thought, I'd shout.
Well, that's good.
I'm just happy to have you back,
Brandy. So you put the order in and we'll get breakfast at some stage.
I'll run out during the finance update or something like that.
Now, Lee Hadjipantelis from Brighton's Lawyers and the West Tigers will join us today. Michael Carayannis from the Daily Telegraph and Michelle Bishop with her updates throughout the morning.
Mm. Now, we need to probe. Just off the top, before we get to the sports stories, because I don't think you've really shed much light between when we saw the smiling Greg Alexander on stage. And
that was a great, you know what? That was one of the best things I've ever done.
Well, that's what we said. I said yesterday, I'd never seen you happier. Mm. Like, that was just absolute joy at what your club had achieved. It's a lovely moment where you saved Epi Corrissau's ring. The little kid walked off with it. He did it hand and over. And if it wasn't for you, there's a kid walking around with a premiership ring somewhere, but you stopped him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I put him on house arrest and got it back off him. But now let's fill in the hours between what time would you have left the stadium?
I left the stadium at about 11.
11
o'clock?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The players didn't leave the stadium until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Seriously?
Yeah, they didn't get back to Panthers until about 1:30, quarter to 2.
That was the updates going at Penrith saying, well, they'll be here soon.
No. We didn't need the players there to celebrate.
No.
No.
Okay.
For those couple of hours. But it was, it was great when they got back to the club. So to fill in my hours, and I left you on Sunday at Fox Sports and said, I'll chat to you in the morning.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Yes. We plugged you all morning yesterday. First access.
So I got to the club, and because I didn't drive, so we caught a cab from my place to the ground and then got a car back to Panthers.
Yes.
I packed nothing. I took nothing with me.
Right.
So at about 3 a.m., my phone went dead.
Yes, no. And Signet Power Bank. No,
didn't have it
seen.
With me.
No,
I didn't have the Signet Power Bank.
Man, we've been doing the ads for weeks.
So,
and you're not man of your word.
Yeah,
you know,
so I had no alarm, no nothing. I woke up at about quarter past nine and thought,
all right,
boy, I've just missed Vossie.
Okay, now we've had some allegations come through from listeners. Was it true that you were at the M-Pole on Mulgoa Road saying, free petrol for Penrith fans? Were you on the loud hailer? Was that true at some
not
point?
Not quite, no.
Right. Were you doing Jimmy Barnes impersonations on stage, singing songs? You were doing Working Class Man?
I was on stage very briefly, but not singing.
Okay. Were you at any stage in the ball pit at the kids' place on Mulgoa Road bouncing the balls?
No. Is this where
I'm just running through it. Sorry, did you venture into anyone's property where you may have ended up in their vegetable garden having a little kip?
No, that wouldn't have been smart. No, stayed out of everyone's private property.
Did you travel interstate? Because there were sightings of you in Salem, Victoria, also down in Hobart.
Well, I was going at about 2 a.m. before the phone went dead. I thought that I might ring Ben or leave a message with Ben to say I had an early flight to catch.
Right.
But no.
I think
not quite.
Probably gone through most of them. But
so, right.
Would you? Can you compare it? Can you compare celebration nights to other celebration nights? It was good.
Yeah, it was good, but it was brief. Like I was, 3:30, 4 o'clock, I was done.
How many people, you reckon? Rough.
Boy, there was, what, outside the club? There was thousands outside the club. Yeah, lining Mulgoa Road up to the club.
How good.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the club was full, chock-a-block. Apparently the club through the day was, and through the game was incredible.
So the team came back by bus.
They did.
By bus to the to the club.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. That's a little thing. I know it's not the most important issue. That was interesting that came to light post-game, the different approaches of the two sides, and Parramatta trying to play it cool all week.
Yep. Keep it as normal as possible.
Don't go into camp. Stay at home the night before and make your own way to the ground.
Yeah.
Would you have liked that as a player? Like, or is it, do you think, and I'm not basing it on the result. I'm not basing it on the result. But but I would think from outside looking in that going together as a team is just a no-brainer. It's just a given. You just do that, wouldn't you?
We even did that back in 90 and 91. Yeah. Like we actually went, we stayed in town for the night. Yeah. We stayed in town. Like the Panthers did. They stayed at Homebush, so they were close to the ground. We stayed in town close to the SFS, the sports ground. A little bit different, but
team together.
I don't think any of it mattered in terms of how the game panned out.
All right, now the big one. Okay, here we go. Are the Panthers arrogant?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. No. Well, if you mean by Jerome Luai pre-grand final saying, in reference to Penrith being the little brother, you can call us daddy. And James Fisher-Harris.
Wow, this is great audio. This is great. I can't believe anyone would get upset by, like, okay. No, while it's still raw, yes, I can understand. Yes, your beaten side is going to be upset. Your supporters are going to be upset.
But the supporters.
You know what?
Do you think? I don't that's think the way
it goes. That's the way it goes. No, well, that's the way it goes.
Isn't this the Battle of the West?
Alfie Langer's, St George can't play is now folklore.
Yeah.
Now at the time, it's a little prickly with Dragons. I don't know. I'll have to check with Ben. Producer Ben, is it still prickly? You can tell me in my ears if you can just let me know if it's still a sore point. But I'm saying that, you win. I mean, winners have parties, losers have meetings. I mean, that's just it. That's just it. Let's have a little listen to James Harrichester. You tell me if in any way you can be offended to a bloke who's obviously had a few saying this yesterday in front of a Penrith faithful crowd.
And how often do you hear from James Fisher-Harris?
Nothing. Here we go.
Just want to say, Barrow Sons. Right here, right now, that's facts. Anyways, everyone gone before us, much respect, but as I said last night, we're the greatest Penrith team ever, so.
So there we go. Now,
so I just want to say that Para are our sons. Like, we don't hear from James very often.
No.
But when he said that, I thought of Arnold Schwarzenegger straight away. Like,
have we got Arnie's? Okay, let's compare the two then. You thought of Arnie, let's play it.
You tell me, who is your daddy and what does he do?
Yes. So how can you be offended? Like seriously, how I
like some of the Parramatta fans might be offended, now if someone wanted to be offended, if Souths and the Roosters haven't played a grand final, have they?
No.
Can you imagine what the chat would be amongst the fans and the
teeth?
Like
our
open line is worse than what that is
on a daily basis.
Basis. If that's as bad as it gets, and if that's as disrespectful, and then look, I deal with these blokes throughout the year.
Yeah,
they are far from disrespectful. They are actually they're the most respectful blokes you would want to meet.
Like, I'll have a crack, and I'm not doing it because I'm sitting opposite you, Brandy, and I'll have a crack where I think, but I just think we've lost our character, we've lost our sense of humour. If we can't see the humorous side of that, Like, I just don't see that as a bloke getting up on stage spitting bile. Like, he's not. He's not. He's reveling in the moment. If you can't differentiate the two, then what planet are you living on? Like, seriously, you must be Mr. Crappy Pants. I mean, you're just so...
Like, and for his much respect to those before us, but like he said, we're the greatest Panthers team ever. Like, I don't take any... That doesn't hurt me. Like, and I was part of the team. 90 grand final, 91 grand final, lost one, win one. Mm. I think James has every right to say that. Well, and it doesn't mean that he's belittling what went before him.
Well, Peter Wynn did say in the Telegraph, we love Peter, you know that. He said, Penrith won, but there was no reason for them to belittle Parramatta. I think Fisher-Harris should have shown more respect towards the Parramatta blokes. Well, you know, I reckon even Winnie heard it back now, he'd be laughing.
Well, that's right. If you heard how he said it.
Yeah. In front of Penrith fans.
Yeah.
He's not broadcasting, and not national broadcast. Yes, he had no, like, is he meant to realise this is going to make the news and we're replaying on an SEN this morning? Not like, wouldn't have been a thought in his head. He's talking to a group of hundreds of Panthers fans. The flock.
Yeah.
He's addressing the flock.
Yes.
After a night on the drink.
Yep, after no sleep.
No, I don't care. The little brother tag,
and that's
fantastic.
Yeah, the little brother
Long
tag.
Long live the rivalry.
That's please, right.
If you have a problem with that, then don't push tribalism. Don't push that as a marketing ploy
and
for
lack
our
of
game.
Characters and lack of characters in the game. Although, like, if you can't say something like that when you actually listen to it, so if you're having people ring you and say, "Oh, this is what the Panthers said," you know, they said this, but then if you actually listen to it, you go, "That's not that bad."
Let me tell you, Brandy, I'm about to go to the north of England, and we can hang our hat on the rivalry of Parramatta Penrith on Roosters Rabbitohs. I'm telling you, over in Hull, as you know, north of England, they're saying, "Hold my beer." That's the greatest rivalry in World Rugby League, where they are separated by a river. And if you're born on one side of the river, you're Hull KR. You're born on the other, you're Hull. And that's it. Until you die, you hate. you are born into and hate. Hate's a very strong word, but they do. They are born and they are raised to despise the other side. The other side over the river.
Yep.
Even though they both share the same name in their city. Hull KR versus Hull FC is the best rivalry.
And you've got a river that actually separates the two.
The Humber Bridge, isn't it? Humber Bridge separates the two. Now, that's the best rivalry. Now, imagine if they were being told you can't have that anymore because politically correct, you can't. You can't rib them. When they win just a regular season match, mate, it's give it to them.
Yeah.
And you expect it. That's what the rivalry, that's what tribalism is, I reckon. Is Brandy wrong? Am I wrong? You let us. Our listeners out there are the fans. You tell me, have we lost our sense of humour? And how important is tribalism? Like hate, rivalry, those things. And I would have thought they're pretty important.
And I think when you're thinking about it, you've got to put aside of how you feel about the club that you're discussing. So you might dislike Penrith. And so, therefore, you think it's worse than what it is.
Mm.
But if you're just a neutral observer, should anyone be, you know, taking offence and jumping up and down like it's the end of the world?
Yeah.
And smugness and disrespectful and all those words used.
I think when you win the premiership, I go by the saying, you know, hold my trophy while I kiss your girlfriend. I mean, that's pretty much, you know, you can be a little bit that way, can't you? But where I do have a little problem, I'm sorry, Appy. Appy, you've made the Tigers fans unhappy because, Appy, not good. This is Dane Laurie areas wearing a Panthers jersey. Poor old Tigers. They can't escape it. Let's play the grab. Now, Appy Corrissau has come under fire for mocking his new club. He yesterday joked about the Tigers being no chance of replicating the Panthers' success.
Just to go out on a high like that, it's pretty incredible and probably do the same thing in Tigers.
Wow.
Yeah, sarcasm not well founded by Appy. No, I wouldn't have thought that wouldn't
have been well received by the Tigers fans.
And they should be upset.
Mm.
They're signing a three times grand final winner, you know, star. And it's not really even the line you can come back and say, ah, I didn't mean it, sorry. Well, you did mean it. You got the laugh. So you have offended every single Tigers fan. Look, I've seen some of the social media, Tigers fans saying, tear up his contract now. Well, you know, that's not going to help because they need Appy.
No, they need Appy.
They need him.
Yep.
But I do worry about the Tigers off-season. Like, I've got my fingers crossed for the Tigers at both Papali'i when he comes back from the World Cup.
Mm.
Appy Coruscant. I mean, they're going to be excited for him.
He'll make them.
Yeah, but make the move wanting to make the move.
Yeah, but once he gets there, it'll turn out all right.
Yeah.
I've got confidence that it'll turn out all right. Once he gets there, it will be fine.
All right, Tigers fans, any censure for Appy Coruscant? How would you deal with that one? Anything you want done, let us know. 1300 01 1170, text 0457 736 736. We can have some World Cup discussion on the Australian squad. Dylan Edwards missing out. We'll do that through the course of the show. Briefly, other news, Luciano Leilua has been charged following an alleged domestic violence incident in Sydney. He was given bail and will face court next week. Brandy will have the EPL desk going. We've got some NBL news and the NFL desk as well is up and running today. Brandy's back on deck, folks. I don't think I got enough out of him. I think there's a little more to come out of where Brandy...
Yeah, you can dig deeper.
I want to fill the minutes in.
You can dig deeper.
I want to get the outrages. Was there nudity? Was there... What was there? Did he put on the brown and white jersey at some point? The old Panthers jersey? Did he take a few shots at goal at 3 a.m, relive the glory days? You let us know. Did he stand at the front of Andrew John's house, half-nude, saying, I'm better than Cleary? That was another allegation yesterday. We will get to the bottom of it, folks. I'm channeling my inner Tracy Grimshaw. It's 20 after 6. This is the home of sport. SEN 1170 in Sydney and network stations.
Competition point, Nottingham Forest on 4, so it's 19th v 20.
Wow, the big one. Monday Night Football. On the text, we've got breaking news, folks. The Tigers have actually sanctioned Appy Coruscant. His 2-year contract is now 3. That'll learn him. That's from the Pearl. He's got the mail. Others are suggesting that gag's going to get very old very quickly. There we go. This one from Mark. 1 minute you said it's not offensive. Then with Appy, you said Tigers fans should be upset. Really? Yeah, well, they're totally different. They're totally different things here. Tigers didn't play in the grand final. Parramatta did. Mm. Like, that one celebrating a grand final win, Appy is having a crack at his club. He's taking the piss out of the club. He's joining. If I'm a Tigers fan, I am upset. Anyway, it says, I'm a Tigers fan. I don't think Appy's comment was worse, and I'm not upset at all. They're both in the same boat. They were still celebrating. All right. Okay. No, well, I'm fine with that. If Tigers fans, you're fine with that?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Can't wait for the Para Penrith game next year. It's going to be awesome. Like the Book of Feuds. Well, I think there needs to be a little bit more written if it's going to become the Book of Feuds between the Battle of the West. Like,
right.
you can call us Daddy and Parramatta are our sons. They're not actually that cutting, are they?
Mm. Well, anyway. The Arnold Schwarzenegger, he'll get a run. That is the opener to the next game, Penrith v Parramatta.
You tell me. Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Exactly. That's the thing. Now, let's go to the McDonald Jones open line. 1300 01 1170. Otto from Hunters Hill in Sydney, Brandy.
Otto, there. G'day.
How you going, Brandy?
Going good, mate.
Bossy, how you doing?
Oh, that's super. Good? Super. Super.
Mate, I just wanted to talk about how Paul Kent's been giving the boys a bit of a hard time from Penrith. You know, like, the young lads enjoying back-to-back wins and calling it arrogant, you know, it's pretty low journalism from him. I don't believe he should even have a job.
Look, I think we have to take... You have to think about what the context of things too, Vossi, and you said it. Like, these Penrith players are standing in front of 1,000 Penrith fans at Penrith Stadium the morning after a grand final win, where they haven't slept. They've been drinking all night. Now, if they say something that people take some sort of umbrage to, like, let's not build it into, you know, the lack of respect that they have. Like, we just want to say that Para are our sons. That's not exactly the most cutting line I've ever heard. You know, I'd rather that than the Dragons can't play. Like, yeah. I'd rather be called the Sons. And that does have reference to what these two teams have been. Big brother, little brother. Like, that's all... it's all relatable.
Let's go to John of Wingham, who is a Tigers fan. Your reaction to Appy Corrissau's comments. John, any dramas?
G'day, fellas. G'day, Andrew. G'day, Greg. How are you?
Good, right? Good, John. Well. Very good, mate.
Yeah, not offended at all. I think it's ridiculously overstated with what Appy said, mate. He's probably three parts gone when he
I think he is. Yes, I'm sure he is.
The other aspect of it, he's actually right. It's unlikely that is going to.
Come on, John. If you're a Tigers fan, you don't really want to hear that. Can you imagine him at the season launch of the Tigers next year saying, "Yeah, I'll show you my three premiership rings because I know I'm not going to get a fourth, so you can all have a look. You can look, but don't touch." It's not going to.
It's the three premiership rings that got him the contract at the Tigers. Well, it was two at the time. I don't find it offensive. As far as Penrith, if I may say, what I've actually seen in Penrith is maybe a couple of years ago, some of their carry-ons were a little bit disrespectful. Mm. I didn't see any of that on Sunday. But what I saw before my eyes is a group of young men that are maturing quite quickly in the way they conduct themselves. Everybody gets involved. As far as Fisher Harris's parrot chant, fellas, I'm a mad Wolverhampton Wanderers fan in the English soccer. Been there a number of times. The Black Country Derby over there between Wolves and West Bromwich Albion is ferocious.
Yeah.
Mate, if one of the Wolves players ever got on a stage or whatever and sang a song about West Bromwich Albion after a win, they'd give him the keys to the city.
Tribalism. John, tribalism. Exactly it. And as I said, as a rugby league man across in the East, when you've got Hull and Hull KR playing against each other, you know, you go to your grave with that, and I say hate in inverted commas. I mean, that's how it is. You're brought up to appreciate that, and you understand that on both sides of the river. Hey, John, listening through Wigan, mate, you're getting us on the app this morning. Whereabouts are you?
I'm actually on my way home from my son's place at Narelle, and I spent the weekend with my young bloke watching the game and just on Pendadils Road at the moment. I've still got the radio going, but I pick you up on I stream you on the PC when I'm at home.
So, excellent. Yeah, good man.
I really enjoy
you're
it.
A good man, John. Yeah. Well, safe travels, mate, and great that you got to share the grand final with your son watching it on Sunday night. Really appreciate the call.
Thank you, fellas. Cheers.
Okay. Good on you, John.
Good man. I think he's got a good view on life. John, Jay the Bookman, he's got a good view on life, if not a little bit out there. And he has the joke of the day, and he was pretty solid yesterday.
Okay. Now, let's hear it, John.
Now, Brandy's back, so, Jay, be good.
Yeah, if anybody wants it, I've got a broken front gate that I'll give away. There's no catch.
Bam.
Okay.
That's where we've got to.
Time for the news.
Yep. Whoops. The food order.
You're a bit off this morning. Well, the breakfast order has thrown you sideways.
Well, it has. Well, I got down there. And I'd actually, just so the listeners know how we work here. We fly a little bit by the seat of the pants in the morning, and we record a lot of our live reads. Yeah, we do. We record a lot of our ads. It's amazing. Yep. We record them there. And the quality they are. And I'd written down the order, and I've gone down and I've paid, and I said, I'll get James, the master of turn it on, turn it off, to pick it up at, you know, whatever, 20 past.
Mm.
And I got down there, and I couldn't read my own handwriting. I'm in a rush. I'm flustered, you know.
Well, you're trying to get back before the show opens.
And, you know, the only person's coffee I didn't get was poor old James, the bloke who were getting to carry it back.
Did James shout too?
I paid, but I didn't get it. I didn't get the delivery boy something. So we got three avocado and toast. We've got two orange juices. We've got five coffees and one missing. So, James, we're here for Bryden's Lawyers, the experts in slip and fall compensation claims. You do need to keep their number handy, 1-800-848-848. Lee, had you been tell us later in the show, Brandy, we will talk about concussion, that big story out of the States with the Miami Dolphins player who concussed 1 week.
Quarterback.
Yeah, allowed to play the next week and then goes into the full-on seizure when he got flung to the ground and helmet and head hit the back. Pretty nasty stuff. But, I mean, you talk about the country of litigation and all the rest. I mean, this is a big story.
Text us on 0457 736 736, or you can pick up the phone and call us on the McDonald Jones open line. Save thousands on your dream home with McDonald Jones. The birthday sale is on when?
Now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right now.
I've got a request here, Brandy. When you go to the NFL desk, and there is a game on today, 49ers taking on the Rams.
Yes.
Can you please give us a table update? Well, I'll give you an abbreviated. Ooh, yeah.
You can't run through it.
Very abbreviated.
The whole table. We're not doing a Bailey Ladders update NFL.
Well, here's a table update. Yeah. There's only one undefeated side at the moment. Yeah. That's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
They are 4-0.
Who were 14-0 down at the end of the first quarter yesterday. Really good performance. Yeah. I'm an Eagles man. As you know, I'm on the Eagles bus.
Are you?
Yeah, Milano.
I didn't know that.
Jordan Milano.
Oh, Jordan
Milano.
Cool.
I'm with Jordan. I stand with Jordan. It wasn't update. That's an update. Can the music.
Because the game
wasn't an update. No.
Well, and the game, I won't be updating
that
the game.
That was unofficial play.
I don't think the game starts until about 10 our time. We'll be off air.
Nah.
But
you're going to lend your desk to Matt White, are you?
Matt can take it if he wants. He can have it.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Now, this one, Dasher79 is on the money this morning. He said, "What's the morning show saying?" And he puts it in capitals. When you win, you rub it in. That's all the Penrith lads are doing. And that has been our catchcry. We haven't used it much this year. When you win, rub it in. I mean, it used to be. You won the tipping comp. You're giving it to me. I'd wake up, my phone would go off at 3 a.m. and Brandy would be bagging me about my tips. I mean, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's rivalry.
You can call me daddy.
Yeah, I'm not going to be doing that.
Here's an idea. Why don't you give James your coffee?
Let me think about that. Hang on a sec.
No, you've had a mouthful.
No. That's my fourth. That's right. No, James, not getting my coffee. And it is the same. Now, that's a very good point. Wow, I'm his daddy. My daddy, I'm his daddy.
Yeah. Actually, I just want to say that power are our sons. Seriously.
Come on, you arrogant Panther.
Yeah. In the corner of Big Brother, in the context of Big Brother, Little Brother, Penrith have earned the right to have that saying flipped on its head. It's actually one of the more clever sporting sledges as it's referenced in history, says Peter Rabbit. Well, it is history.
Mm.
Penrith were the Little Brother for a long time.
Yeah. I think of it... Yeah, if we still had the North Sydney Bears. North Sydney Bears Manly was a great rivalry. Yeah, and probably you're right. Roosters Rabbitohs, there's no greater because there's no
we need a grand final Roosters Rabbitohs. There's no two teams
have played each other as much, but mate, they go, what about it was spitting like for back-to-back weeks we had the Rabbitohs playing the Roosters.
Yep.
And this text line blew up with barbs between fans and we read them out as they came in. Mm. A lot had to do with teeth. 2 a.m. Tommy, he goes under an alias, the producer of Matt's program. He was sending in texts about the Rabbitohs and no need for a dentist and all this sort of stuff. I mean, that was just going on. That was a little personal, but the hatred between the two and the fact that the Roosters' home ground is Allianz and South can, you know, POQ,
yep.
That was going on all the time. And who thinks that's unhealthy?
No, I've loved that this year. I've loved the rivalry, and you know, having known about it, but I haven't experienced like I did this year with the Roosters and the Rabbitohs fans. I think it's great. The Ryan Madison charge from the grand final. Did he get charged? I've missed that.
Yeah,
3 or 4 weeks.
Did he?
What was the charge? Even see.
Absolutely slipped by.
Right.
Ryan Madison. Did he? Was he the only one? And on the injury front, just on the arrogant Panthers, Dylan Edwards, we learned today. So the first thing he does it full time, he goes up and checks on the injury of Bailey Simonson, who he tackled and does the shoulder. Dylan, in his head, you know, in all the celebrations, is checking on the fitness of an opponent. I mean, could you find anything less arrogant?
What about
better show of sportsmanship than that?
No. Dylan's first class. What about Dylan Edwards not making the World Cup squad? Getting a seat on the plane.
Well, I said yesterday that if it boiled down to Dylan Edwards and Latrell Mitchell being picked, that there is no way Latrell Mitchell makes my side. No, none at all. That's not how rep teams work. And if anyone talks about incumbents, when Australia don't play,
have they not
Mal
played for that. 3 years?
Well, Mal, you're
the incumbency shit is forgotten about.
No, that's right. There's no incumbency at all. Dylan Edwards not being picked, I mean... Bob Fulton, who I worked with for many years, and I don't mind saying the station radio, 2UE. I mean, Bozo coached the Australian side. And I remember, and I had to pinch myself at the time, I would be arguing football. I'm Neville Nobody, just a kid. And I'd be arguing football with Bob. I'd be asking him, and he'd go toe-to-toe. But basically what I learned from Bob is that you pick your best players and you find spots for them.
Mm.
You know, that's pretty much how he did. And he ended up with a back line. If you remember, E.T. always played on the wing.
Yeah.
Never played on the wing for Cronulla, ever.
No.
But he'd find a spot for him on his wing, Mark McGaw, the other players, he would find spots for them. Now, I think Dylan Edwards knocks the door down to get into the side somewhere. You find a spot for Dylan Edwards. And
off the back of the season he's had and the form he displayed, and normally, and Vossi, you know this is true, like when you get to a touring side, normally the sides that go the longest in the regular, well, throughout the finals and the grand final teams are chock full of those players. Dylan Edwards' form this year, and certainly his recent form over the last month, he's been Penrith's best player over that period, over the final series. He deserved a spot on the plane, but I can then see Mal's rationale. He's already got Luttrell there playing in the centres.
Mm.
So Luttrell is backup as a fullback. Campbell Graham's in the centres, Val Holmes is there in the centres, Matt Burton, Jack Whiten, all playing the centres. So I can sort of see that Mal not wanting to pick a specialist fullback leaves himself a little bit of wriggle room to pick someone that can cover. And the fact that Luttrell is there is I can understand the reasoning.
Well, I will say this, and I congratulate every player picked, and I can't wait to call all of them, and it's a great honour representing Australia at the World Cup. But Dylan Edwards had done more to be picked, and I will name all the players. Addo Carr, Matt Burton, Campbell Graham, Luttrell Mitchell, Jack Whiten. Edwards had done more than all of those players this year.
Yes,
but that doesn't matter.
You're talking about positions.
I'm talking to you.
They're only five games. There's only five games.
Yeah, sure, that is right. But I would have found a spot for Dylan, and if... I just think he deserved it, and he would play one game over there, and he's a backup if someone got injured, if Tedesco was injured. But that's my team. You can have your say. It is 17-7.